Artists illuminate our eyes, musicians fulfill our ears, and writers develop our minds. But believers are the entrepreneurs who define the future. Billionaire Tomorrow attended the Southern Africa Europe CEO Dialogue, where there are plenty of thinkers and entrepreneurs. The dialogue consisted of unique opportunities and frightening challenges.
Let's begin with South Africa. That's a bit wobbly right now, to say the least.
As Mario Machinero, CEO of Finstone, exclaimed,
South Africa is a beautiful car stuck on bricks.
These words ruffled a few feathers, but most people felt it was true.
The BRICS are named Transport and Eskom, who hold back growth by providing insufficient electricity and inefficient trade transport. The Eskom tragedy is well known and well documented. Simply put, in 2021, South Africa's productivity was reduced by 600 hours. That's 25 days and nights of power cuts. Yet, entrepreneurs are able to keep the lights on by using expensive batteries or generators. With Transnet, there is no alternative. Transnet is South Africa's biggest economic constraint,
says Mr. Marginero.
With a dysfunctional railway system and ports rated among the bottom 10 globally, fast and efficient trade is difficult.
However, as the conversation moved, gems were uncovered.
Out of all the countries in Africa, South Africa is one of the few countries which has a strong operating democracy.
So says Guido Giacchetti, CEO of Real Estate Group and Radisson Red Hotel. Together with strong basic infrastructure and well-skilled individuals, international investors see potential in South Africa. The panelists stressed that the country couldn't afford to allow the rule of law to be undermined. To reassure investors, Puya Dela of Weber Wenzel discussed the unique strength of the South African constitution and the recent constitutional court judgment against former President Jacob Zuma. Mixed with the above, the South African Reserve Bank independence indicates a country where the rule of law is taken seriously. These elements are missing in countries such as Russia, Turkey and Brazil, lending South Africa an advantage in the investment stakes. The attractiveness of South Africa continues throughout the continent as there is a large emphasis placed on the African Continental Free Trade Area. Wamkele Mene, the Secretary General of the AFCFTA, shared a goal to match the European Union's free trade agreement. Africa's inter-country trade is below 20%. However, inter-trade in all other countries is above 50%. On the surface, one may be alarmed by this statistic. However, after diving deeper, the opportunity appears. Africa's inter-trade will grow quickly from a low base. A simple example of soybeans came from the Zimbabwean Minister of Industry and Commerce, Sakai Nzenza. African countries import soybeans, but they can simply purchase the same quality beans from Zimbabwe. To achieve a free trading Africa, the most important steps are intercontinental education and the actual implementation of the plan. The dream of intertrade is desirable, yet without implementation, it is seemingly just a dusty proposal.